Blue Peter from CFNY 102 and Falling, and back there, enjoy yourself from the specials. Let's look at traffic. Yeah, here's Warren Down. He's doing the looking.
Yeah, I'm doing the looking, and I'm doing the talking. Now, one of the vehicles off to the side of the road now on the 401 westbound approaching Bayview. That's in the collectors. All lanes are open, though. People are just exchanging lunches there, Petey. Metro Police are taking care of an accident in the east end at Kingston Road and Payzac. And that's traffic, Pete.
TTC and Go Transit are rolling along fine. Rolling. Rawhide. At the airport, CPAIR says all its flights are on time. A couple of changes from Air Canada, though. Flight 771 from New York at 8:25 has been canceled, and Flight 605 from St. John's is arriving 40 minutes late at 9:20.
You know, we got a call from some stewardesses that work at Air Canada, and they're going to send us over some of those Eagle brand peanuts that American Airlines have.
Oh, that's what you think.
Watch it. The peanuts will get lost.
It's 7:21.
Feel sick. It.
The Raiders and the Redskins battling this year.
Yeah.
You want your money now or later?
Now. I'd like it now.
If you want your money now.
Here he comes, Harry Legs and old McTavish McRomo. Everybody else came back from California on time, and here's McTavish. He's two or three days late.
I'm just back right now.
How do you explain that, McTavish?
I came posted.
You mailed yourself back.
Right. You know, only cost 13 cents in the United States of America there to mail a postcard, so I dressed up myself as a postcard and came posted.
Well, now, how do you...
Excuse me there.
Explain.
With your buzz off.
30. Come on, boys.
Here.
Cool it. Put the pipes down there.
That's right.
I notice they've got antifreeze in the
bags.
Right. Again.
That's right there, Peter.
Well, it must be kind of expensive going down one way. You got to pay 32 cents,
that's
right?
That's right. It was really expensive, you know.
You can't get a refund on
I didn't get a refund. It was 32 cents to go, but it was only 13 cents coming back.
Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
I understand some of the Disney representatives came up to you and wanted to use you as a ride.
That's right there, you know. The wind was blowing there, Peter, and people were hanging their coat on certain parts of my body.
Must be the sporn, I'm sure.
That's right. I have a different name for it.
But you had a good time down there, didn't
That's
you?
That's right, right.
What was your favorite exhibit or pavilion?
The free ones.
The free ones? That's Did you meet Goofy or Donald or
That's
any of those
right.
guys?
I was chasing around that there right. Minnie Mouse.
Well, they're all relatives from over there.
That's right. Mickey Mouse there.
Yes, of course.
Very, very famous Scottish
name,
mouse.
Of course, yeah. That's right. And originally he had plaid ears, I understand.
Aye, that's right.
Well, nice to have you back. I guess you missed some of the warm weather down there.
I certainly do now because I was wearing my Bermuda kilt, right? You know,
yes,
down
the mini kilt.
It's really warm, and I came up here and look at the blue vein.
Yes, your legs look a little cold there. Well, you'll have to get some plaid long johns.
I was hanging around that Eastern Station before they delivered me here to the station for 2 days.
2 days? Why?
I came fourth class mail, which was a wee bit cheaper.
Get out of there, McTavish. Pick up that plaid octopus and leave.
Have you got a dollar so I can get a donut, Peter?
Breeding Ground from CFNY 102 and Reunion. The time is 7:29.
Travel to the countryside of La Fille Melgarde.
Put that ballet dancer down, Lardette. It is 7:30, time for the news, and here's Rick Charles.
Thank you, Peter. Sunshine today with a couple of cloudy periods. We'll have a high of minus 14 Celsius, that's 6 Fahrenheit.
Come in and take advantage of the great savings during Big Steel Man's year-end suit sale.
And with a look at traffic, here's Warren.
The 401 is building eastbound through the 403 and Dixie. OPP are checking out an accident at Dixie. Westbound, there's a delay. Westbound in the collectors through Bayview. Earlier problems remain off to the side there. Martin Grove and John Garland Boulevard. Great movie actor. That's south of Albion Road. A serious accident reported there. A stalled truck. Let's get that old truck muncher machine here. Thank you very much, Petey. It's holding up traffic eastbound on Finch at Chesswood. We'll get that sucker out of the way in no time. Accidents in the east end at Comstock and Warden, and on the Kingston Road area at Galloway, just west of Morningside, and the parkway is getting very busy south of the 401. That's traffic.
And here's Fred Patterson with a look at sports.
Well, the Maple Leafs finally put things together last night.
Now more music with Pete and Geets from CFNY.
The band there is Moral Support from CFNY 102, Living with Passion and Red Red Wine. That was UB40 back there. You know that, what do they call that street dancing? Is it break dancing, Kevin?
That's it.
That's where you get down on your back and you spin around?
Yeah.
I was watching a video with family the other night, and I said, dear old dad can do that. I felt kind of frisky, so I got down on the living room floor.
Yeah.
Whole family put the boots to me, you know, close down there. And yeah. Even the cat jumped on my head. Family fun isn't what it used to be.
Yeah, well, you were always really a good slam dancer. Remember at the Santa Geets party, you were slam dancing there.
I couldn't get a partner. I had to use a wall, I guess.
Yes. You're just trying to get to the bar to get a drink.
Let's check out traffic now. And here's Lauren Dow.
Well, Pete, we have a personal injury accident, Martin Grove and John Garland Boulevard. That accident is tying up the intersection there. Eastbound on Finch P, we have a disabled tractor trailer. It is blocking a lane at Chesswood. Maybe you can give me a hand.
I'll get the portable car crusher out there,
okay.
Warren.
We'll get the traffic moving.
I'll
okay.
Get that stall bit.
Traffic on the 401 eastbound is beginning to stack up at Dixie Road. The OPB should be on the scene of an accident there now, at least checking they were still on their way to that problem. The rest of the major routes are all just normally busy. Metro Police are still clearing an accident in the east end on Warden, just south of Eglinton at Comstock. No problem on Finch anymore. That vehicle's just crushed.
That's what I call a compact car.
Hey, you like pizza like me?
759 Mount Pleasant at Eglinton.
The talk of the town. Singles night. At 83, tonight at the Xanadu. And now, believe it or buzz off, it's time for another visit from the amazing Romo.
Yes, Peter, because I know all, I see all, I feel all.
Oh, I'm sure.
When I get the chance, Peter.
Well, we have amazed your crystal ball here.
Is it? Oh, my Jell-O jar.
Oh, I broke it.
Oh, dear.
Wait a minute, this isn't a crystal ball. It says Florida, and you shake it, and that's an old paperweight set.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, okay, here's another. You got another crystal ball.
Okay.
Always keep a backup ball at all times.
A lot of balls.
Okay, I'll roll it over to you. I want you to have a look. Crystal ball.
Made in Japan.
All right. A forecast. See if you can see in that crystal ball. Shake it up a bit there.
Okay, I can see snow.
Right. The future of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yes, I can see a grumpy old man.
I wonder if that's Harold
Ballard. That's Harold Ballard.
Want to fine-tune that a bit?
Okay, let me just shake it.
Yeah, that's Harold.
That's Harold.
He's shaking his fist there.
This is an old ball because he's still behind bars in this one. Smiling.
I see. Isn't that absolutely amazing?
I know all.
He must be smiling. What, he's going to trade the whole team?
He's going to sell the team.
Okay,
he's going to go into floor hockey. He might get...
All right. Now, another prediction. Look into that crystal ball.
I'm looking.
See if you can see the location for the new Dome Stadium.
Yes, I can, Petey.
Is it clearing up in there?
Yes, it is.
That's from the pollution from
Hamilton. It's going to be in Hamilton. That's where the Dome Stadium's going to be. They're going to build it there by mistake.
Absolutely amazing.
I've got $5, Peter.
Yes, $5.
Okay, let me have this. Now, watch this $5 disappear.
Went right into a wallet.
That's
folks,
right.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Because I can do it all.
Thank you, Amazing Romo, those predictions,
Peter,
this morning.
You know, and for everybody Turians today, buzz off.
That's good advice
that's good
for
advice.
Turians today.
Buzz off.
7:58 from CFNY, Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Where are they?
Here they are.
Okay, good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
And don't forget to listen to Pete and Geets on CFNY.
Yeah.
I think they may be hosers.
Yeah, me too.
Captain Sensible from Toronto FM 102 and Stop the World and Dexy's Midnight Runners back there. Let's look at traffic for Maxell. Here's Warren Dow.
Well, Peter, traffic is slower than usual on the westbound 401 from Kennedy over towards the parkway. Accidents are being cleared in the collectors at both those locations. The collectors are very heavy going through that parkway. The core traffic is really, really busy as well from Victoria Park over towards the Don Mills Road area. Southbound traffic on Warden, it is backed up below Eglinton earlier. Problems at Comstock to blame for that slowdown. The 404 Parkway combo very heavily traveled this morning from Shepherd right down through Lawrence. And there is a vehicle off to the side. Southbound traffic improves once you're past Eglinton. And watch for ongoing problems on the eastbound 401 at Dixie Road, held over by popular demand. That's traffic for Maxell. Buy four Maxell XLS cassettes and get four bonus whoop seals. Then exchange them for a free Maxell sports bag. See your dealer.
You know, Steve's, 415 Queen Street West.
CFNY-FM presents...
It's the Law.
It's time once again to talk legal stuff. And here to explain your individual rights and wrongs and how much it will cost is F. Lee, Lie Detector Romo.
Well, it's an honor to have you here, F. Lee Romo.
It is?
It is.
Before we go any further, one of the most important things about the law is to find out if your lawyer is telling the truth.
That's right,
so
Peter.
I must do it. It's the law. I've got to hook up this lie detector. I'll put the little module on here. Put one on over here. Is that comfortable?
Very comfortable.
Okay, now we're going to run a test question. You can lie deliberately. Just to demonstrate how the lie detector works here.
I will lie.
Okay, I'll ask you a question. Okay, let's start the lie detector, and we'll ask the first question. Is this going to cost me a lot of money?
Absolutely not.
Now, let me see the graph here. See, that went right off the page.
That's right.
Okay,
right,
that's the test question.
That's a lot.
Now we'll ask you a real question. Okay.
All right, I'm all set.
Will I receive a stiff sentence?
No.
Let me check the graph here. Went right off the page again. It must be something wrong
with
the machine.
Something wrong
with it. Broken or something. Okay.
A little bit better.
Well, so much for the lie detector. Now, we have a letter from a layman who would like a little advice about the law.
Is that a Bob?
No. This is. I'll read the letter. Shall I do that?
Yes, okay, go ahead. Read the letter.
Okay.
Oh, that's a lie.
Yes. I am writing this letter from death row.
Yes.
So you can see this matter is urgent.
Yes,
how did I wind up here after you represented me in the court on a traffic ticket?
Yeah, that's right.
AB.
A parking ticket. AB. Yes. Yes.
Now, can you explain that?
Well, no problem at all there, Peter. In layman's language, the party of the first part is heretofore known as the party of the second part, and the Habeas Corpus Christi Act shall say that known to be as the party of the third part. In Her Majesty's Court of Law, the justice shall be serious or retain as required to defend on the letter of the law. So that person is on the party of the first part, you know.
Guilty or not guilty?
He's guilty. That sucker's guilty. You know, and the check bounced, too.